Show my people to me. Let them be loved. Let them be seen. The producers waited until the last 10 minutes of the episode to show the black people talking. Early, we saw a brief conversation with Amber and Dami, and it was basically the same subject matter they discussed yesterday. They're still getting used to each other and the villa. I don't care what y'all say, Amber and Dami until the end. Unfortunately, we're still living on crumbs. It's day 3, this is our first time seeing India and I cannot have a conversation. It's nice to know they're on speaking terms. I think the black people are feeling a bit excluded from the fun because they're not in anyone's top 3 except each other's. Paige, my girl. You can't fool my girl, Paige. Luca tried it. He gave her all the sweet nothings and for what? So his squarehead bestie, Andrew, could make a fool of both of them. Luca is starting to be annoying. I don't like that he's trying to put Paige in the friends with benefits seat. My girl deserves an actual chance. She is not sleeping in the bed for your comfort, and she is not your sis. Don't confide in her about the girl you'd rather have than act like you want Paige when the girl rejects you. You can't have both, and you're about to end up single. Waste men. Andrew, Luca's best buddy, bro, you are the villain we have been awaiting. Tell more lies. Keep making this a good show. Honestly, it was hilarious how quick Andrew was to apologize after Luca and Tasha confronted him. More lies. I love it. The thing that gets me more is he apologized in the confessional. He was apologizing to the public. No, sir. Apology not accepted. You need to own that you're playing the game. He's going too hard at it. Tasha's trying to have a good time while Andrew is trying to be that day one couple. He's too pushy and that's making him lose. Wasteman. Liam, the villa puppy. It was embarrassing to see the other islanders, especially Gemma, babying Liam after the recoupling. He's a man on a competition dating show. He's fine. Thankfully, he's got first crack at the new girls. Not a waste, man. Gemma is a hustler. I'm telling you, she's trying to be the player that India hasn't had the chance to be in that villa. We all know she didn't want to be coupled with Liam. She barely gave that man a chance. Gemma's with her dream man, Davide, who has boring chat. Why is she trying to keep Liam on a string? That is not nice. I know it's every girl's fantasy to have guys fight over her. It looks bad when you take the guy for a spin to get that. She started talking to the boy after Davide coupled with her. The date between Gemma and Davide was dead. They're very incompatible. The guy is clearly very used to being independent and caring for himself, while Gemma is still impressed with living at home with mom and Michael Owens. They won't work. Who is actually enjoying a good connection in there? Dami and Amber. Dami and Amber until the end. This has been K-Vows on Loquacious. Subscribe.